When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Crime Weekly News. I'm Derek Levasseur.
And I'm Stephanie Harlow.
And thank you for all the comments yesterday on our thank you video to you guys. We really appreciate it. It came out on audio and video. If you haven't checked that out, please go do so. It's just our way of saying thank you to everyone out there who supports this show, whether it's on audio podcast or on YouTube. We greatly appreciate it. But unfortunately today, we're not talking about something as positive as we did yesterday, because unfortunately what we cover is usually something that is not good. And this is one of those cases, although it's getting a lot of coverage right now and we wanted to try to get in front of it. And I'm sure after covering it, there's going to be a lot more. Stephanie was saying that this case is getting ready to break. And by the time this hits your guys' ears or your YouTube channel, there may already be new information. So for anybody who doesn't know, in September of 2025, human remains were found inside an impounded Tesla that was registered to a David Anthony Burke, otherwise known as D4VD, a LA-based R&B singer. And apparently this person is pretty famous. I had never heard of them before. I just want to put that out there. That's not saying much.
Yeah, it's a younger thing. Very, very younger. I mean, like 13, 14, 15. I remember first hearing his music on TikTok, like in TikTok videos.
And so maybe I have heard him before. I just didn't know it was D4VD.
You definitely have.
Which VD to me means something different, maybe from my Eminem days, but you know.
It's a play on his name, David.
I get it, but you know where I'm going with this. I mean.
I know. I think I told my son, I was like, oh, David. And he's like, David, it's D4VD.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
How dare you? Well,
yeah, I'm so uncool, but.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's I'm right there with you. So the body that was found in the Tesla was later identified as Celeste Rivas Hernandez, a 15-year-old girl who had been missing from Riverside County since April 5th of 2024. I'm not misspeaking there. 2024. Now, the body was found in the front trunk of the vehicle, and the Tesla was located at the Hollywood tow yard. The car had been impounded after being reported abandoned in the Hollywood Hills, and then it was towed to the tow yard, and law enforcement got involved after the tow yard workers reported a strong odor coming from the vehicle, which kind of brings us to what we're going to talk about today, because there's been a lot more information since the strong odor from the vehicle in the tow yard.
Yeah, I will say law enforcement in this case has been incredibly tight-lipped, and of course, the case involves a very high-profile figure. Before I say anything else, I want to state very clearly that David Anthony Burke, it has not been named a suspect. There is no proof or evidence tying him to the death of this young girl, besides the fact that her body was found in a vehicle that was registered to him. However, there's stuff we need to talk about, okay?
And, I have questions just after reading that intro.
So I want to first give you a quick introduction to who D4VD is, aka David. I'm going to call him David from now on because I'm not going to keep saying D4VD.
That's no shot. Twister.
Yeah.
No shot.
No shot. So David Anthony Burke was born March 28th, 2005 in Queens, New York. He moved with his family to Houston, Texas around the age of 13. He was raised in a Christian household and he was homeschooled starting at around the seventh grade. And he has said in interviews that this contributed to him feeling somewhat isolated in his teenage years. And this feeling of being isolated has influenced his song lyrics a lot. Initially, he wanted to become a video game streamer. He started making video montages of Fortnite gameplay for YouTube. And at that time, he was using regular music behind the montages, but then copyright stuff happened, and he said he was making a lot of money, and then the copyright thing happened, and he had to figure out how to continue making these montages without losing the money that he was making from them, and this prompted him to start making his own music. And in 2022, he released singles Romantic Homicide and Here With Me, which went viral on TikTok and other social media platforms. This success eventually got him signed with Interscope Records really shortly after he went viral on the internet. He signed with them, I believe, in the fall of 2022. Now, let's talk about what police found. So reportedly, the body of Celeste was severely decomposed. They say so far that they believe it had been in the vehicle for an extended period of time before being found. Law enforcement has said that Celeste was 71 pounds when she was found. And there's been some strange reports that are conflicting. For instance, some reports say that they just found a torso, but other reports say that she was found wearing black leggings. So maybe they found black leggings in the car, but what's going on? Did you only find a torso and then black leggings just in the car? Or was the bottom half of her body more decomposed than the top half? So the black leggings were there, but the flesh underneath had decomposed. We don't know. But because of the level of decomp, the ME has not yet released a cause of death. Authorities are treating this as a death investigation, specifically a homicide case. David has not been formally charged or arrested as of today, but law enforcement has searched a property connected to him, which is located in the Hollywood Hills, which is the same place where his Tesla was found with the body in it, in the front trunk, which, by the way, I just found out is called a frunk. I am not updated on Tesla lingo.
Oh, I was aware of that.
Oh, you did? You knew it was called a frunk?
Yeah, the frunk. Even on the other electric vehicles, like the new Ford Lightning, they have a frunk.
It's just the ugliest word I've ever heard in my life. So I believe when Celeste's body was found, David was on tour. And I remember talking to my son about this when the news hit, and I was like, oh, her body was found. And he's like, well, he's on tour. Like, he was kind of defending him. And I said, he's on tour when her body was found. But that doesn't mean anything about when she actually went missing or when she was actually murdered, which, depending on what we're going to find out from an autopsy, there could be some space between when she went missing and when she was murdered. Because is she 71 pounds? Because that's just how much she weighed. Is she 71 pounds because of decomposition? Is she 71 pounds because there was a time period between when she was taken and when she was murdered and she maybe wasn't given food during that time? There's a lot of speculation.
Could be a combination of both.
Could be a combination of all of those things, yeah. So when Celeste's body was found, David was on his world tour. Following the discovery, he canceled several tour dates as well as some promotional efforts and planned release dates on albums and things like that. They were paused and canceled, but since then, the entire world tour was canceled. Now, here's something to keep in mind. When Celeste went missing, she would have been 13 and David would have been 19. I want to kind of go over the timeline because there's some strange connections between David and Celeste Hernandez. So what I want to know is, did David report his Tesla missing? When did he report it missing? If he did report it missing, what's the story with that? Because if this was just, you know, a year ago he reported his car missing and they hadn't found it, and then there was no connection between him and this 15-year-old girl, I might be like, oh, this is an unfortunate sort of set of circumstances that he happened to find himself involved in. However, this doesn't seem to be the case. It seems that there was connections. So one of Celeste's teachers has reported that Celeste had run away a couple of times, and she told him that she'd met a guy on social media who was a rapper in LA. Additionally, Celeste and David had matching tattoos. So Celeste's mother has confirmed that her daughter had a tattoo on her right index finger that read the word shh. So S-H-H-H. David had the same tattoo on the same finger. Additionally, we have his song, Romantic Homicide, which I would say is his most popular song. That's the one you might have heard on TikTok. And the lyrics go as follows, quote, in the back of my mind, you died, and I didn't even cry, no, not a single tear, end quote. Another lyric in the song, quote, in the back of my mind, I killed you, and I didn't even regret it. I can't believe I said it, but it's true, end quote. He also wrote a song called Celeste, which the demo of this song leaked online in December of 2022. Additionally, he's got a girl in one or a few of his music videos that look very much like Celeste. If it's not her, then it's a girl that looks exactly like her. And Celeste's mother confirmed that Celeste had a boyfriend named David, and Celeste's brother said that the day she disappeared, she was going to a movie with a guy named David. Now, let's not talk about how you would allow your 13-year-old daughter to leave the house and go on a date with a man or even a boy her own age that you had never met. I don't want to talk about that, but...
Because we can all agree that's...
I think that's irresponsible, yes, but...
Irresponsible. Not trying to blame the parents here, but you have to take some responsibility.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Got to do it.
And, I mean, this is California. You know, she's in the Riverside, the LA area. Just not a smart thing to do if your daughter's 13.
I don't care if it's the gates of heaven. If someone's taking my son or daughter out at 13 years old, I want to meet them and I want to meet their parents. Minimum.
No, exactly. So, I mean, this is kind of, it looks like the connection between David and at least a young girl named Celeste might go back all the way to October of 2022, maybe even sooner.
Right.
And that would have been when Celeste was 12 and David was 17. Mm. So at that time, David had a group chat on Discord with a bunch of his fans. And he was talking to a girl named Celeste. He would pop in the group chat and be like, hey, is Celeste here? And then she would come and say hello as if they'd kind of already known each other. And that happened in October of 2022. And then in December of 2022, the demo of his song Celeste leaked online. Now, in January 11th of 2024, David appeared on a live stream with a girl that looked a lot like Celeste. And during this live stream, this girl said, we need to delete this. And then David told the mods, can we delete all videos? And when the stream ends, delete the stream too. Okay, in February of 2024, Celeste goes missing for the first time, but she comes back home. We're not sure whether she returned on her own or whether the police returned her. The teacher who says he taught Celeste and was talking about it, he said the police brought her back home, but we don't know if he's just kind of guessing or if he has information that we don't. Then on February 26th of 2024, David posted on TikTok and another user responded to what he had posted and said, quote, waiting for LAPD to get your ass for messing with a 13-year-old girl, end quote. On March 28th, 2024, David's fans were discussing whether or not he was seeing someone and one of the users says, yes, her name is Celeste. April 5th, 2024, Celeste goes missing. June 27th, 2024, David reposted a TikTok of a video that was someone chopping up meat, and he said in the caption, quote, me if I see her talk with other dudes, end quote. February of 2025, a music video for David's song One More Dance was released, and it shows a body being dragged and put into the trunk of a car. August 5th, 2025, David starts his world tour. September 3rd, 2025, neighbors in the Hollywood Hills area, where remember, he does have a house, they see the Tesla parked on the street for a while. They call the police. It was towed September 5th and sent to the impound lot. So we've got a lot of things going on here that seems like David probably knew this young girl.
I would agree.
Yeah, if he did know her, it appears he started talking to her. If Celeste is the girl he's talking to in that Discord chat, she would have been 12 and he would have been 17.
Which would explain the tattoo, right?
Which would explain the tattoo, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it would also explain his song, Romantic Homicide. In the back of my mind, I killed you and I didn't even regret it. I can't believe I said it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so I really want to get your take on this, right? You were a police officer. You have a PI's license. Yeah, you were.
Oh, man.
Back in the day. I want to get your take on this with your investigative mind, the detective perspective, if you will. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and then we'll discuss. So getting ready in the morning, depending on what you have to do, whether you're going out, whether you have an event, whether you're just filming a video like I do a lot of days, I have always been trying to figure out a way to minimize that whole procedure, especially because often I'm getting ready on the go. And before I found Jones Road Beauty, my makeup routine felt like a full-time job. I had drawers of products. It took forever to get ready. And half the time I'd end up with, you know, a heavier makeup look than I intended. Then I tried the Miracle Balm from Jones Road Beauty. And honestly, I'm obsessed. So the best way I can describe this Miracle Balm is that it just enhances your skin instead of covering it up. So it gives me this fresh, natural glow without piling on tons of layers of makeup, and it's a total multitasker. I use it as a highlighter, blush, bronzer, even a lip tint. No brushes, no complicated routine, just my fingers, and I'm done in under a minute. What I also love is that Jones Road formulas are actually good for your skin. They're packed with skin-loving ingredients. They nourish instead of clog, and and they're totally clean. No phthalates, sulfates, petroleum, or other junk you don't want in your pores. And if you want more than just the Miracle Balm, they have a whole lineup of effortless staples like the Just Enough Tinted Moisturizer. It's light, evens out my skin tone, hides redness, and feels like nothing's on my face. Jones Road Beauty has changed the game for me as far as getting ready in the morning. So Derek's going to tell you how you can try Jones Road Beauty and their Miracle Balm out for yourself.
Modern day makeup that's clean, strategic, and multifunctional for effortless routines. For a limited time, our listeners and viewers are getting a free cool gloss on their first purchase when they use code CRIMEWEEKLY at checkout. Just head over to jonesroadbeauty.com and use code CRIMEWEEKLY at checkout. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show by letting them know that we sent you. We would greatly appreciate it. One more time, that's jonesroadbeauty.com.
Okay, we're back. Derek, what do you think? I know I gave you a lot of information. I threw a lot of information at you. You didn't know anything about this when we first entered this chat.
I mean, I've seen it popping up on social media, but I haven't dove into anything. No, I mean, as far as what you just said, there definitely appears to be some sort of relationship, and they were both aware that this was not a relationship that should have been taking place, which would explain the tattoos, which would explain the secrecy, which would explain maybe the reason he didn't meet Celeste's family, which also would explain why he wanted those live streams deleted.
She also knew that they needed to be deleted.
Everyone was aware that whatever this was, and I can only assume that it was romantic and in nature, because even if they were just friends, that wouldn't be appropriate in my opinion. But if it were just a platonic thing, they probably would have been more open with it, and they wouldn't need tattoos that say shh, as in secret. So
I mean, it would definitely be weird even if it was a platonic thing. Especially that's your fan. You shouldn't be seeing her in person.
It'd be weird. And it would be inappropriate. So they knew this, and it appears that they were in some way, shape, or form seeing each other, unless there just happens to be this ridiculous coincidence that there's another person out there named David who happens to be a rapper or R&B singer in LA that, you know, just checks all these boxes. And it just so happens that David's interacting with someone named Celeste, which isn't the most common name in the world. There are the people named Celeste, but it's not, we're not talking about Kim or Megan, you know.
Especially young girls named Celeste.
So you have to assume there's a relationship there, but we're not talking about whether there's a relationship, even though that in and of itself is, it's a crime. What would be the motive here? Pretty straightforward, right? It could be something where there was a jealousy thing going on. Things got out of control, and he could have potentially killed her, or maybe she threatened to expose him. Maybe he was seeing someone else and she found out and she said, I'm going to tell everyone that you've been seeing me for the last year. And he knew the repercussions if that happened. And he's obviously got a growing career, so he decided to take matters into his own hands. Now, when I think about the actual evidence, if he was involved, on one hand, I'm sure most of you are saying, okay, let's say hypothetically he did do this. He did kill her. You have to know, like, the worst possible thing you could do would be to put her dead body
in
a vehicle registered to you in the Hollywood Hills.
He's 20 years old. I mean, maybe he's 19 or 20. They're not, you know, that's a young kid. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe you thought if you reported it missing, or maybe you thought if somebody came to you and was like, hey, what happened? Oh, that got stolen from me long ago. Why didn't you report it missing? I'm really curious as to whether or not he reported that car missing. That's going to tell us a lot, I think.
I would guess that he did. I would guess that he did, whether he's involved in something here or not. I would guess that he absolutely reported this car stolen, because if he's not involved and your car goes missing, you're going to report it stolen.
Right. If he didn't report it missing, it's very suspicious, correct?
Very suspicious. And I always say if criminals were smart, we wouldn't catch them. And you could be looking at a scenario here where he's just not that smart and he just hoped that the car would never be found in the middle
of somebody would take
public
it.
Area. Yeah, something would happen. Pretty stupid.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you did report your car missing, but it was parked in the Hollywood Hills, which is, you know, where he lives, he might think, hey, if somebody stole my car, the cops aren't going to be looking for it in the bougie Hollywood Hills. They're going to be looking for it in downtown LA and the Skid Row area and stuff like that. So it's safe to be left here, kind of thing.
Yeah, but if it's parked there for an extended period of time, especially in the bougie part of Hollywood Hills, someone's going to call and say, hey, this car hasn't moved in weeks or months.
Well, here's the thing, Derek. I don't think it was weeks and months. I think it maybe tops was like days or maybe weeks, but definitely not since she went missing.
Right. And considering the condition of her body, what you had said earlier in this episode may be true, where there is a strong possibility that she was already dead before being placed in the vehicle. And the question is, how long?
Yes, I do. Like, definitely, I think she was dead before being placed in the vehicle. But if the vehicle wasn't there since she went missing in April of 2024, which I guarantee you it wasn't, right?
Right.
Because then definitely the bougie neighbors of Hollywood Hills would have been like, hey, this car's been parked here for over a year.
Yeah.
You know? So that means that there could have been a period of time between when Celeste went missing and then she was alive for a period of time, and then she was killed and then placed in that car, and then the car was abandoned. So right. What was she doing in that time? Because she wasn't contacting her family.
Yeah, I mean, there's, from an evidence collection perspective, put aside the witness testimony, right? Like, they're going to go around, they're going to interview everyone, including Celeste's family, friends. They're also going to interview David and any of his associates that would have been around him during that time, maybe live in the same house. But from a digital perspective, they're going to go back. They're going to look at Celeste's records. They're going to look at David's records. They're going to look at all that. And they're going to be able to pretty quickly establish if there was a relationship or not between them. And once they do that, they can start to develop a timeline. And that timeline will consist of when Celeste stopped using her phone. That'll be the key point, because we know teenagers these days, they're on their phones multiple times a day. So
I mean, he could have gotten her a burner like, hey, we don't want anyone to know where you are.
Well, this is what they're going to have to figure out.
They did search his house. And they said they were looking for blood evidence, things like that. But they probably also, they said they recovered several items that they were going to process, which probably means electronics, computers, tablets,
all that,
things like that. Yeah.
So they'll go through the phone, and by witness testimony, they're also going to be able to establish if she had a second phone. For example, if she was provided a second phone, my guess would be that she probably told a friend or someone that, oh, look what he bought me or whatever.
Yes,
so someone
yes.
would know about that. They'd be able to follow the breadcrumbs. But for the sake of this conversation, let's just say they each had their own phone and they were text messaging, emailing, whatever they were doing. And WhatsApp, and that's a big thing now too. They think that they can't be traced, which is false. But they're going to establish that relationship through those, whatever they can find, right? Once they establish the relationship and they can establish a timeline of when Celeste's activity stopped, they're going to try to identify where she was at that point. Maybe it's through GPS coordinates. Maybe it's through triangulation of the phone, where it was the last time it pinged. All of this is probably going to put her in an area, and if it puts her in an area that's consistent with David's residence, that's a problem for him. Now the burden goes on him, where he has to establish where he was at that time, and they're going to do the same thing on his end. They're going to look at his digital transactions. They're going to look at his coordinates. They're going to look at the triangulation of his phone to see if it matches where he was on the day when Celeste's activity stopped. This is all stuff that's going to take time. That's probably what they're doing right now. And once they do that, they're going to be able to kind of narrow down a time period in which Celeste went missing and where David was during that time period. And if it matches up, he's got some problems. From there, what they're going to have to do is go back to this Tesla. And one of the things that they'll be able to determine is how long Celeste was in that vehicle. And one of the ways they'll do that is through insect activity. As the body decomposes, you're going to have fly larvae form on the body, and it'll be in different stages of its life. And from that, they'll be able to determine how many cycles transpired in the frunk of that vehicle and get a rough estimate of how long she had been inside that car. They'll also probably be able to determine, based on the stages of decomposition, if the amount of time that she's been dead was consistent with the amount of time she's been in the car. Could be two different things, right? You could establish that she's been dead for 8 months, but based on insect activity, she was only in the vehicle for 3 weeks. So that's something that they're going to have to do. They're going to try to determine a manner of death, a cause and manner of death, although that might be difficult based on decomposition, especially if we're talking about strangulation or suffocation. That's going to be harder to prove. They'll look at the hyoid bone, but the hyoid bone doesn't always determine definitively whether or not that was the case. Sometimes it's intact when they were strangled, and sometimes it's not, even though they weren't actually the victim of a strangulation. So it's an indicator. It's not automatically what happened here. That's just the stuff off the top of my head that's running through my mind as I'm thinking about it right now. But ultimately, David's got a lot of questions to answer. And the burden of proof right now is on investigators to establish a timeline and then see what David's responses are to that timeline. There is a possibility that there were other people living in David's home, especially with a rapper or an R&B singer. They have these entourages that follow them.
A personal assistant who's there every day, even. Yeah.
Which could hurt him. But just to be devil's advocate here, is there a possibility that someone else was having a relationship in David's home as well? Could David's car have been there and been used in this whole thing? Possibly. This is what investigators have to do.
With a girl that David had matching tattoos with?
And- you do wonder if we're talking about motive here. Something went off the rails, right? The relationship was good and then it wasn't. The question is why?
Some people have speculated maybe she was pregnant.
Well, they'll be able to determine that.
Obviously, he knew that if that came out, it was, you know, curtains for him, for his career, for everything he built. And some people speculate that he was jealous, that maybe she was talking to other people. Obviously, they live in different areas. She's much younger than him. They cannot have a public relationship. So she's going to school. She's got her own friends. In his lyrics, there's a lot of indications that maybe he's kind of jealous, kind of possessive, you know, and he doesn't seem to, he's self-aware about it. He doesn't seem to want to hide the fact that he is jealous and possessive. Just that TikTok, like me, if I, you know, find out she's talking to other guys and then it's a TikTok of someone cutting up me, you know, that's disturbing. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I think that if he did this, it's going to be very, very easy to prove that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to unravel pretty quickly for him. It still won't be, I mean, unless they have DNA on her, but even that, now he's going to say they were in a relationship, even though that's criminal in nature. That's obviously not as bad in the eyes of the law, you know, relating to a murder. There's obviously a difference there, even though they're both really bad.
I mean, if she left and disappeared on April 5th and she didn't, you know, wasn't killed right away, it's likely she was in his home with him and they could find her DNA in his home as well. Hairs, things like that. You know, us girls drop hairs like.
Well, think about this. This is last year, right? So it's 2024 when she went missing. More than likely, chances are she had an iPhone. And if she had an iPhone, the GPS coordinates are great on that. Now she potentially turned off her Find My app, which is possible. But if she was using her phone, that's where the cell phone tower pings would come into play, right? It won't be as accurate. And we've talked about cell phone pings before in other cases like Adnan Syed, but
it'll show how long she was alive for.
It'll show how long her phone was on for. That's what it'll show us. It'll show her, show us how long her phone was active. And what it will do visually, if you're looking at this, it may bounce off one cell tower or may bounce off two, but they'll be able to develop a radius of the area in which she was in. And what they will be able to determine from there is, does David's house fall in that radius? And my guess, it will. My guess that it, for an extended period of time, it'll be in that location. The other interesting question that we haven't asked here and we don't know is, was her phone found with her? Is her phone still missing? What was found as far as her property inside the vehicle? Those are all things that I'm assuming will come out at some point. Right now, I think the way homicide detectives are looking at this, they have a possible suspect. They don't want to spook him. They may be even treating him as a witness, trying to keep his guard down.
They say he's been cooperative.
Well, that's the thing. He has no choice, really, right? He has no choice but to be cooperative at this point. He may have a lawyer present with him, but
I'm sure he does.
Not being cooperative when your vehicle has been found with a dead body inside of it, potentially with a woman or a young girl, I should say, that you had been seeing prior to her death, you better be cooperative. And even being cooperative may not help him in the end, because if there's enough evidence here, he will be charged. There's really no rush. He's a public figure. He's not going anywhere. It's better to get it right.
I mean, he could go somewhere.
He could try, but I can promise you this, Stephanie, and I don't know this case well. They're watching him.
I'm sure they are.
He's not taking a shit without them knowing.
But he's got money. He's got resources, you know.
They're going to be following him. They might even have insiders that are, you know, reporting back to them. There's a lot going on here that we don't know about, because if there was a sense of urgency and they felt like he could slip away, they would be acting faster. There's reason to believe, based on how they're conducting their investigation, they're not worried about him taking off. The only thing you could have happen here is if he realizes that the heat's getting turned up and that they're closing in on him. We've seen it before, right? He could take his own life. That's where I'm at on it. I'll be interested to see what law enforcement has. There's a lot they can do here. This is a new case. Technology, science has really caught up to criminals, and especially with young adults, they're using their technology all the time. So there's going to be things that we're not even thinking about right now, like the GPS coordinates of that Tesla, by the way, right? All that Tesla is basically a computer on wheels.
I was reading, because a lot of people had asked us to cover this, and I got a lot of Instagram messages myself asking me to cover it, and they were saying, hey, there's cameras in Teslas.
There's an alarm system on the Tesla that I think it's called Sentry Mode. I could be wrong. I don't own a Tesla, but there's cameras on the side mirrors and on the side doors where if you approach the car and you vandalize it or something, it actually shows you on camera. So, yes, to your point, it's very likely that who was in that vehicle, what card was used to drive the vehicle, who exited that car, they're going to have footage of that. They're going to have some type of paper trail, a digital paper trail that they're going to be able to follow. We haven't even talked about Ring cameras, traffic cams, all of these things where it could potentially show who was driving that vehicle before it was dumped. And whoever that person is, they got major problems because there's no way, based on the odor coming from that frunk, that if you're inside that vehicle driving it, you wouldn't know.
Even he probably had a home security system. I mean,
yeah, there's so much stuff here. And if that's deleted
or if he doesn't have certain footage, that's going to not look good for him. Yeah, there's a lot that they can do.
We could see the picture we're painting here, right? If David was involved, we're saying if he was, they're going to know. And if someone he knows, an associate of his, was involved, same thing, they're going to be able to put this together. And I would think, I don't know, in relation to when this video, is coming out, but I would be shocked if within the next 2 weeks, we don't have a major update in the case.
I agree. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Any other words?
No, our thoughts are with Celeste's family.
Yeah, it's terrible.
She's been missing for so long.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that this didn't get more kind of traction just even before the David connection, because this was a really young girl who just completely vanished off the face of the earth. And
we don't like to bash families of victims, and I'm not bashing here, but what do I always say? When we cover Crime Weekly news, when we cover Crime Weekly, we have to learn from it.
We got to learn from this, yeah.
This is a simple one, guys. I got to call it how I see it. You guys can come after me in the comments if you want. This is not good parenting. They should have been more accountability. There should have been more supervision. You got to be aware of where your kids are and who they're with.
And we don't know their home life. Like, maybe Celeste's mother is a single mother. Maybe she works nights. So Celeste
all that could
was,
be true. Absolutely. Yes.
But
absolutely.
Still, you have to kind of have
a finger on the pulse of what's going on
with your teenage kid. Because
it sounds like initially she was living at home and seeing a guy named David. And that's where you should have said, okay, who is this person? I need to meet him. I need to know who you're with.
If you're going out to the movies with him, I need to know who he is. I need to know more about him.
I'll drop you off.
What does he do? Who's driving? Yeah. If he's your age, who the hell's driving? Kind of thing. Yeah.
And there's no doubt people in the comments will say, well, what if she was just pushing back? What if she? I know. I get it. I dealt with these types of cases all the time as a police officer. I get it. Kids aren't cooperative. Teenagers especially. I understand. But as parents, we got to do more. And if you're watching or listening to this, This is the shot to you right now. If you have something going on in your life, a nephew, a niece, a son, a daughter, and you're getting some pushback about understanding where they are and who they're hanging out with, not saying this is going to happen, but it can happen. So you do the best you can. And without knowing Celeste's mom, I'm not villainizing her here. There might be some explanations as to why she didn't have her finger on the pulse of who Celeste was hanging out with. But overall, just in general, we got to make sure that we're protecting our kids, and we're making sure one way or the other we know who they're with, because something like this can happen to anybody. It's not just up in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah. It's just a really tragic story. I hope we find out more, and I'm sure we will.
We will. And if we do, we'll have an update.
Yep. And we will see you for part 4, the final part of the Christian Griggs series. And then we are starting a new series next week.
So stay
tuned.
That's right. Everyone stay safe out there. We'll see you later this week.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.